Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Go ahead.
Good. I would first of all like to say, you know, condolences to Art and stuff like that. But I'm 19. I live in San Diego. And I have a crazy story for you.
You have a crazy story for us, all right?
Yeah.
What is it?
I have a 10-month-old Doberman Pinscher, and he is, like, the sweetest, most amazing dog.
To you?
And to me. To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get on the wrong side of a Doberman, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what my story is. I was at the park with him, and a man came up to me, and he was dressed all in black, and he was kind of creepy-looking, and he started talking to me, and I was really uncomfortable, and my dog sensed that. And the man went to shake my hand, and my dog bit him. And I was really scared because I've never had, you know, a dog that ever bit someone.
Did he, like, bite him to try to just pull his hand away or really went after him?
No, he really went after him. And this is so unusual for this dog. I mean, this dog is totally sweet and, you know, so it was really unusual. So he totally went after him. And the thing was, is when I looked at the man's hand, he wasn't bleeding. And underneath his skin was this kind of like sallowy black liquid.
What?
And so I was really scared. And when he saw me looking at his hand, he smiled, and he had vampire teeth, George.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I, of course, like, grab the dog and run as fast as I can. I don't know if he was trying to approach me, like, to bite me or what. So
And the dog sensed this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He totally sensed it.
Did this guy try to chase you?
No. He just stood there. And when I looked back after a while, he was gone.
That's an incredible story. Now, so, yeah. All right, let's did the guy, beyond his vampire teeth, did he look pasty or anything like that? Or
yeah,
did he look...
He had, like, black hair, and it was kind of long, and he had really pale skin, and he was wearing all black.
And how's your Doberman been since?
Fine. I mean, he's just totally calm and docile and sweet.
And you trust him around other people?
Uh-huh.
People you know?
Yeah. People who I know, who he knows that I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it was really a crazy experience.
Well, you know what? Thank God for the Doberman, I'll tell you.